So there's a lot of people on social media that are talking about lucid dreaming, astral projection. It's absolutely demonic. I was on TikTok and I saw how many young people actually engage into astral projection, and they'll use some type of technique to engage or get into astral projection because not everyone can just do it, you know? So they have different type of techniques to be able to astral project or lucid dream. Okay, so I want to play this video for you guys, then I'm going to explain it a little more. It's completely demonic. And if you pursue lucid dreaming or if you pursue astral projection, you're going to get demonized. You're going to come into a covenant with the devil, and you could actually die in your pursuit of leaving your body and whatnot. Okay, it's absolutely satanic. You give the devil full reign over your soul. In these encounters, in these moments, it's completely dangerous. But let's go ahead and watch this video.
All this cool ass story of what happened when I astral projected the other night. So one night I had a little mission to do in the astral. So I used the lucid dreaming technique and then I hopped out of my body from there. When I go astral, sometimes I change my form to look like what my past lives used to look like. So in this form, I had these Draco wings. They look like big bat wings. And I looked almost like an avatar, which was Lyran.
Let's stop right there real quick. First of all, he said that he used the lucid dreaming technique, okay, in order to astral project. So there are people that teach people how to astral project. That teaching really comes from familiar spirits. It comes from the demonic, okay? Someone got taught from a fallen angel. Someone got taught by a familiar spirit, and they started teaching people how to do these things. And you know, with lucid dreaming or whatever, they will use techniques, and they got to sleep a particular way. They got to lay a particular way so their soul can leave their body. You see, it's like to the side and whatnot in a way where their soul can leave easy and come back easy. It's completely satanic. It's absolutely demonic. And I want you guys to listen to something that he said. He said that he will basically change his form. So he will lucid dream, he will astral project, go into the realm of the spirit, go into the astral plane dressed as someone else, or shape shift into someone else. So a lot of times when people are having dreams of snakes or a dragon or a vampire coming to attack them, a lot of people will lucid dream into the form or body of something else or somebody else. Listen to what he said again. All right, listen.
Used to look like. So in this form, I had these Draco wings. They look like big bat wings. And I looked almost like an avatar, which was Lyran. And when I walked into the kitchen, my mom was there. But she was walking around and acting like she was.
You understand? So he astral projected. He used lucid dreaming to astral project. Then he turned into some vampire, some Dracula vampire dragon with wings. And then when he's in an astral plane and when he's in the realm of the spirit, he is this entity. He doesn't look like himself, but he's that entity. This is why a lot of people get attacked at night and they think it's just a demon all the time. But it's actually people that are engaging in astral projection through lucid dreaming. If somebody hates you, what they'll do is that they'll lucid dream. They'll use these techniques to go where you are or attack you in the spirit and take the identity of another person or another entity or something else so you remain confused. It's a real thing, I'm telling you.
Was physical. And so I realized at this point she was living in the astral like she was physical but didn't know she was astral. When
I want to say something. There's a lot of people that live in the astral. It's basically like living in the realm of the spirit. You know, this is why I tell people like the Marine Kingdom is real. There's some people that live in the Marine Kingdom and they'll lucid dream and they'll be in the Marine Kingdom. Now, a lot of people lucid dream without their will, which means that there's a demonic covenant, there was sacrifice, something happened through the bloodline, and they're sacrificed, and they have these lucid dreams without them trying, and they have dreams of them living in the Marine Kingdom, or they have dreams of them living in the underworld, or they have dreams of them in other weird places doing bizarre and disgusting things. These things are real and demonic. He talks about how he would live in the astral plane and his mother, and this is a full warlock.
We locked eyes, like she was physical. And so I realized at this point she was living in the astral like she was physical but didn't know she was astral. When we locked eyes, she looked at me and she was like, "Oh my God, you look so different." I was like, "Yeah, you know, this is what I like to look like when I'm in the astral sometimes."
So this is what he likes to look like when he's in the astral sometimes. This is absolutely demonic. This is what I'm telling you. A lot of your guys' dreams, it's a person that's taking the identity or personification or characteristic of something or someone to confuse you, and they're coming against you. This is why you have to remain pure before God. Make sure you have no open doors, because when the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, give no opportunity to the devil, it's really meaning that the enemy is looking for whom he may devour. There's people that are lucid dreaming. There are people that are astral projecting, trying to find an opportunity to come against you. I've had people lucid dream. They'll come and attack me. Astral project, they come and attack me. And it's so sad that there's so many people on TikTok that are trying to lucid dream, and many people lucid dream.
And in my head, I'm like, she's not going to remember this conversation. So we were talking for a while, and then I was like, "All right, mom, I got to go. I got some things I got to do." So it got to the point where I left my house and I was flying around the town, and I could see all the kids were starting to walk to school. So
demonic. So he's in control of what he's doing. So he's flying around the town. So this is why a lot of people, Satanists, witches, warlocks, they will astral project. If they want to put a curse on you and you're in America and they're from Africa, they will lucid dream. They will astral project, be in control of what they're doing, fly through countries, fly through towns, and come and put a sickness in your body. It's a real thing, I'm telling you. It is a real thing, I'm telling you.
At this point, I was like, "All right, my mom's probably awake now, and everybody's walking to school and going to work." I even visited one of the kids that I mentor, and it's like she could sense me there, but she couldn't see me, or she was like, "He's not here."
Absolutely satanic. So he would visit people. Why don't you look at this picture real quick? Let's look at it. He would visit people. So it's like you're there as a ghost figure or like a familiar spirit. So he would go and visit people, and they would not know that he's there. That's why some of y'all feel like someone's in the room or something is with you. Oftentimes something is actually there. It's a familiar spirit. It's a monitoring spirit. People will lucid dream, astral project, and be monitoring spirits in your life. This is absolutely satanic. It's satanic. They will come and lucid dream, or they will come and astral project to see how your marriage is going, how your finances is going, how your job is going, how are you doing, you know? And they will do things in your life. They'll do things against you. And sometimes they'll go do things and then they'll report. They'll go report. They're monitoring spirits. This is so satanic.
So I knew it was time to go back to my body. So what I did was I went back, and at this time, it's probably about 9 o'clock. This day, my mom was working from home. So she heard me get up and she came up to the bathroom and she was like, "I had the craziest dream last night." She said that we were having a conversation and I had these big bat wings and I had like these big yellow eyes and I looked like an avatar. She said, "I looked so cool and we had a conversation, and then you said that you had to go and do something." And I was like, "Mom, you remembered?" She's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "That was a real conversation in the astral. I can't believe you actually remembered that." She was like, "It felt so real. It felt..."
That's what I'm telling you guys. This man was astral projecting, had a conversation with his mother. His mother woke up and thought it was just a dream, but it was the reality. So I'm telling you, many of you think you're dreaming, but you're not actually like dreaming like you think you're dreaming. It is an encounter in the realm of the spirit with the marine kingdom, with forces of darkness, with evil people, and it's your soul being entrapped, your soul being in covenant with something. It's satanic. It's demonic. Not everything you dream is just, "Oh, I had a bad dream." I don't know. It's an encounter that took place, and you have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus, because whatever you dreamed is actually in a reality of what has happened to you, what has happened to you in that moment, or it's a revelation of what has happened to you in the past. Satanic. His mom didn't even know that it was a real encounter. She thought it was just a dream, but this boy came to his mom and said it was real. It was the astral plane.
so real. And I was like, that's because it was an astral projection. That wasn't no dream. Later that day, I went to...
He said, that was no dream. It was an astral projection. Ma sovredoza. I'm telling you, many people are doing this demonic stuff. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is satanic. This is demonic.
Go mentor the kids. And the one girl I was watching over while she was in school in the astral, she came up to me and she was like, yo, all day I could smell you. I was in school and I could smell you and it felt like you were right there. And I told her, I was like, I literally was there. I did not expect you to know that I was. It was so crazy. And she was like, I knew it, I knew it. I started to realize people are really starting to awaken, we call it, or just become more aware of the astral. So you notice people are becoming more spiritual, or they're becoming more just conscious of life. After that day, my mom said, let's go in the astral together. Now,
it's so demonic. And it's sad that many Christians don't understand these stuff. They don't believe in this stuff. They don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. But there are people literally engaging in the realm of the Spirit. And you need the power of God to destroy their works in the name of Jesus. This is why I say that oftentimes you're not fighting just against demons. You're not just fighting against demons, but you're fighting against people. Sometimes their prayers are hitting people in the astral plane. Because these people will go and fly places in towns and they'll engage into the realm of the spirit illegally and they can cause harm. They can kill people. They can do these. There's been ex-Satanists that have come out and given their testimonies how they will do these things. This is why some people, they die, you know, because they came against the wrong Christian home and they died and their bodies never woke up, right? And it's sad. It's demonic. It is ridiculous. And like lucid dreaming is like, it's like you're aware. So this says, what is lucid dreaming? Realizing you're dreaming as it happens. So you're in the dream, you know you're in a dream. You know you're in the spirit realm. You're fully aware that this is not the natural world. Okay. Then it takes place during REM sleep. It takes place during a deep sleep. Okay, it takes place during a deep sleep. Dream feels vivid and realistic. So it's completely vivid, realistic. You can touch, you can smell, you can feel, you can everything in there, right? And you have the ability to control the dream's events, which means that you can do this, do that. Usually when we have regular dreams, it's like things are just happening and we're not in control. It's like we're dreaming, but it's not like we can like, by ourselves, and we're like, oh my gosh, like, whoa, this is me. Like, in lucid dreaming, it's like how I'm talking to you, it's like this in the spirit realm. You're like, I can do whatever I want. I can go here. I'm like, this is me. Okay, let me go back to my body now. That's what lucid dreaming is all about. And there are techniques to do this satanic thing, right? Wikipedia talks about it as a type of dream in which the dreamer becomes aware that they are dreaming while they are dreaming. It is a trainable skill, a demonic thing. During a lucid dream, the dreamer may gain some amount of control over the dream. Listen to this. During a lucid dream, the dreamer may gain some amount of control over the dream characters, narrative, or environment. Okay, so they can fly to different places and begin to manipulate people's lives, begin to come against people's lives, because it's not the fact that they just have full control, it's the fact that it's a reality and that person that they're seeing is real. And if they see an open portal with this person's life because they're living in sin, they don't know Jesus, they will destroy their life. You understand me? And when these people try to astral project and come against people who are men and women of God that have prayer lives, that are not living in sin, they will see like a force, a fire around them. They can't touch them. You understand me? So lucid dreaming is absolutely satanic. And also lucid dreaming is an awareness of the dream state, awareness of the capacity to make decisions, awareness of memory functions, awareness of self, awareness of the dream environment, awareness of the meaning of the dream, awareness of concentration and focus. So this is absolutely demonic. The dreamer is aware that they are dreaming. They are aware actions will not carry over after waking. Physical laws need not apply in the dream. Physical laws don't apply there. The dreamer has a clear memory of the waking world. So this is demonic. It is satanic. People are coming into covenant with these demons. I would recommend to never, not recommend, I'm telling you, do not engage into this sorcery. Do not engage into this witchcraft. It is absolutely demonic. It is absolutely satanic. And a lot, you need to pray and cancel these dreams in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, when you see these encounters, when you see people in your dreams coming after you, chasing after you, a lot of the times it's people lucid dreaming, astral projecting, but I pray for your deliverance in Jesus' name. So make sure when you wake up, you always pray against these dreams because they're satanic, they're demonic. And I'm telling you, do not lucid dream. And if you're lucid dreaming by accident and you're encountering these things by accident, I pray for your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. May you be free and delivered from that power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I cancel the lucid dreaming, the astral projection in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May it be broken off your life and may that covenant with your soul be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.